Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Let's keep some love in the light. some love in the line.
stop the hate. Oh, but love is the only way. Oh, the hate will never stop the hate. Oh, but love is the only way.
Have you been down the Hudson River? Have you been down the Charles? Have you floated the Mississippi? Or down the Deerfield in the tire of a car? I am the Arctic Ocean. You are my compass to live. Feed me like a plentiful river. Darling, you can't provide five for me. Honey, I'm a bumblebee. You are my lasso wielder. Put your arms around me now. I'll be in a buzzing frenzy. I'm a tiny planet. You are my golden sun. When I circle around you now, that is a revolution. Darling, you sweep me away. Darling, just like the sea. That's where we wanna be, yeah. Darling, you sweep me away. Darling, just like the sea. Darling, I'm a boat and you're the breeze. That's where we wanna be. Everything spins round the sun. What if you could stay right here with me? That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution. That is a revolution.
All right, this is Bianca, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to start off with this cool song named Coral by Moses Sumney. Just going to let it speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. Us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings. in my head and words from my heart told only to the winds felt even without being said. I don't wanna bore you with my trouble, but there's something about your love that makes me and makes me weak and knocks me off my feet, knocks me off my feet. I don't wanna bore you with it.
Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you.
I don't wanna bore you with it.
Oh, but I love you.
Sorry about that quick transitions. TV Wonder kind of has that effect where he just keeps fading out and you're not quite sure when he's going to end. So that was Knocks Me Off My Feet by Stevie Wonder. It's funny because I didn't have it like saved in my playlist this week, but the song somehow seeped into my head. I think it part of the melody just has like this infectious sound to it that's just kind of permeating in my unconscious thought. Anyways, it is 7:23. I got here a little late, sorry, but I was looking on Shoutcast and there are, what it says, 9 people listening right now. So hello, you early morning goers. Thanks for tuning in. My energy is kind of weird because I got like 3 hours of sleep, but I feel more energetic and alive than ever right now. I have so much energy. It's probably going to hit me tomorrow. But this is my last show of the semester. So I'm just going to kind of play whatever I want because sometimes there's the feeling that you got to play what the audience wants. But this is my radio show. Sorry. So I'm going to play what I want. And it might be a little bit weird and random, but I'm going to switch it over to this cool jazz piece called Isfahan. And the arrangement is done by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington. So please, please do enjoy. All right, again, that was Issa Fahan by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Here is a quick PSA about public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a really healthy deal. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right. There's some funky noises going on in the station. We got the AC. It's finally on because it is warm outside. I think Boston has finally declared itself summer. So I am looking forward to that and have been happy about it. Yesterday was so, so nice. Just, I think there was no in between, really, between the kind of cold and now the really hot. Like, I wish just a little colder because I don't want to get sunburned too easily, you know? You got to balance it out. All right. I'm going to transition it over to this beautiful duet by Nikki Yanofsky and Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier has risen above the bunches and become super famous recently. Probably have heard of him. But Nikki Yanofsky, I hadn't heard of her before, and I looked her up recently, and she is an amazing jazz singer. So, so good. She has won so many awards, being like the best jazz singer in Canada and in the U.S. She's, I think, won a Grammy or something or been nominated. I'm not sure, but she has an incredible voice. So without further ado, here is One Day.
One day I've been searching far and wide to find could happen anytime.
One day
I know I'm gonna find someone.
One day
I'll search the sky, I'll jump the moon until
All right, that was Downstream by Supertramp. I love that song so much. I learned how to play it on the piano before I came into college, actually. My dad showed me this amazing album, Even in the Quietest Moments by Supertramp, and I fell in love as a kid. So I've been listening to a lot of oldies with my dad, like Genesis, David Bowie, Peter Gabriel, all the likes. So just gonna air out some thoughts I'm having. So I had breakfast at like 6:30 this morning, getting here, but I'm definitely gonna be hungry before 12. So do I have a second breakfast or an early lunch? Probably a second breakfast, because breakfast is the objectively the best meal. Okay, that was easy to sort things out. Thanks. Okay, the next song I'm going to play, I'm kind of making a jazzy morning. Hope you're enjoying that. This is All the Things You Are, done by Tony Bennett and Bill Charlotte. Love the song. It's a classic. All right.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine, when all the things you are mine. Some and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are.
Out of the ruins and rubble, out of the smoke, out of our night of struggle, can we see a ray of hope? One pale thin ray reaching for the day, we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. We may not reach the ending, but we can start. Slowly but truly mending, brick by brick, heart by heart. Now, maybe now, we start learning how we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. Is all but shattered, when your faith is all but killed, you can give up bitter and battered, or you can slowly start to build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but finally a city of men. A city of men.
Alright, that was Beautiful City by Hunter Parrish. It's actually originally in the musical Godspell, and my friends actually were in the show at Tufts University last year. And before I'd even seen their show, I knew the song and I loved it, and I thought it was so beautiful. And I think the lyrics are really beautiful too, and it was just like really speaking to me at the time. I think I was going through a little tough patch. But I see the show and my friend is singing this song and I start bawling. Just, I'm front row, like, tears streaming down my face. Thank God he didn't see me, because he might have gotten out of character. But I was just crying. I thought it was so beautiful. It's such a good song. It's the kind of song that gives me, like, the tinglies every time I hear it. Because, one, the guy singing in the recording I just played has a really, really good voice. Talented man. Hunter Parrish. Okay. So, I was looking for a couple upbeat songs to end the hour. I was thinking about this movie I saw, Guardians of the Galaxy, has a dope soundtrack. And I remember the one song that starts the second movie out, I believe. It's called Mr. Blue Sky. It might be the first movie, I forget. But it is awesome. So let's get to it.
Against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready.